WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. In Wisconsin, municipalities can charge their water utilities a pilot, or payment in lieu of taxes, that is similar to what a private utility would pay. The pilot can be set using a Public Service Commission, or PSC, formula that increases each year based on the value of the utility's infrastructure. Because Wausau's utility infrastructure has increased in value, the PSC formula would increase water rates for residents. However, municipalities can set a lower amount using a resolution. That's what the Wausau City Council did last week, maintaining next year's pilot at nearly $1.6 million. Finance Director Marianne Grote said the city's waterworks is actually saving money by setting the pilot below what the PSC formula would allow.
We're saving the utility another $100,000+ this year by this resolution because it should go up. Last year it was $1,600,000+, and I estimate it would go up to $1.8 million.
She said the PSC formula would have taken into account the new water treatment plant and other capital projects. Council President Lisa Rasmussen said holding the pilot for 2026 prevents a continued creep upwards in water rates.
We would end up then looking down potentially another rate increase. That is exactly what we're trying to avoid. We're looking for rate stability.
District 9 Alder Vicki Tierney questioned whether a pilot is fair to taxpayers, saying the city's pilot is already higher than other Wisconsin communities.
For me, if you're going to pay your water bill, it should be going to your water. Part of your water bill should not be pulled out for other uses.
The resolution passed 9-1, with only Tierney voting against. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the reimbursement rate for special education in public schools, James Kelly reports.
Under the new biennial budget, the reimbursement rate for special education was set at 45%. Last month, however, the Department of Public Instruction notified schools the rate would decrease to 35% with higher-than-expected cost increases for those services. State Representative Christian Phelps is a member of the Assembly Committee on Education. He says that because schools are constitutionally required to provide special education services, local taxpayers could be on the hook for the increased cost.
It is a constitutional requirement in Wisconsin that we provide an education, a free and basic education, as uniform as practicable to every kid in the state. But the details of how that happens are that if the state doesn't carry enough weight, a lot of the weight on fulfilling that constitutional requirement falls on individual people and their local property taxes.
Representative Phelps says the state originally reimbursed public schools for about 70% of their special education costs. Over the last decade, however, that reimbursement rate has dropped to about one-third of special education costs, putting more of the financial burden on taxpayers. At the same time, private and parochial schools that participate in the special needs voucher program are getting nearly all of those costs reimbursed.
But we have the statewide special needs voucher program that is only one decade old. And even though private and parochial schools, even the ones that take public funds, are not required to even admit students with disabilities, if they choose to participate in the special needs voucher program, the state will fund 90% or more of their special education costs.
If passed into law, the proposed legislation would guarantee public schools receive the 45% reimbursement rate despite the increased cost of providing special education services.
The Wausau Infrastructure and Facilities Committee on Thursday voted to remove two-hour parking limits near the Woodson YMCA on a trial basis. The spots on 4th, Franklin, and McKindo Streets were built in a collaboration between the YMCA and the city and were originally designated as two-hour spots because they fall within the downtown parking district. While two-hour parking signs will be removed, overnight parking is still prohibited. The decision passed 4-1, with Alder Tom Neal opposed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some recycling tips for the holiday season. According to a press release, the gift-giving that comes with the holiday season also comes with an increase in things being thrown out in the usual trash that don't belong there. DNR officials are reminding residents that items like cardboard, aluminum cans, and glass bottles can always be recycled anywhere in the state. Things like electronics, batteries, or holiday light strings, however, could cause issues at typical recycling facilities and should be brought to special drop-off sites instead. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation last week held a public information meeting in Schofield on their plans for reconstruction of Business Highway 51, which runs through Marathon County. The project will include rebuilding the roadway, adding bicycle infrastructure, and upgrading sidewalks, traffic signals, and lighting. The project will also include upgrading storm sewer structures. Reconstruction is slated from Lakeview Drive to Kent Street and from the Eau Claire River Bridge to Lakeview Drive. The highway will remain open, but drivers should anticipate lane closures and detours. According to the DOT website, construction is set to begin in 2029, but could begin as early as fall of 2028. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon with just a light westerly breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 5 and 10 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.